Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 76, Psalm 34, Ample Protection. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him, and delivers them. That this is not a mere figure of speech, but an actual fact, as shown by many instances in the Bible. Let us note a few illustrations. Sennacherib, king of Assyria, had come up with a vast army against Jerusalem, and had written the most boastful and insulting letter to Hezekiah, the king. Hezekiah placed the matter before the Lord, and received this assurance concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, neither shall he come before it with a shield, nor cast a mount against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and he shall not come unto this city, says the Lord. For I will defend the city to save it. That was a promise of complete deliverance, and here is the record of its fulfillment. And it came to pass that night, that the angel of the Lord went forth, and smote the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when men arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib king of Assyria departed, and went in return, and dwelt in Nineveh. There is no one who may not have as great protection, for the promise is, the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him, and delivers them. And the Lord is not content with sending forth a single angel to protect his servants. When Elisha and his servant were surrounded by the Syrian army, horses, and chariots, and a great host, and the servant was terrified, the prophet assured him, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Elisha was sure of this, even though he could not see his protectors, but the servant had not so strong faith, and so the Lord mercifully opened his eyes. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. With their aid Elisha led the whole Syrian army where he would. When Christ was surrounded by the soldiers and the mob, with the traitor Judas at their head, and Peter offered forcible resistance, the Lord bade him put up his sword, and said, think you that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? We are assured that, as he is, so are we in this world. The Father's love for us is equal to his love for him. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them, as you have loved me. Therefore we know that in any time of need we could pray to the Father, and he would send to our aid more than 12 legions of angels, if so many were necessary. There are 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands of them, even an innumerable company of angels, and they are all ministering spirits sent forth to do service for them who shall be heirs of salvation. There is therefore no lack of their help. Now let us make a little calculation. The angel of the Lord, who came to the aid of Hezekiah, proved himself equal at the very least to 185,000 men. We know full well that he could just as easily have turned back Sennacherib's army if it had been 10 times as large. But we will take the number given, counting one angel equal in a contest to 185,000 men. But the Lord has promised us more than 12 legions of angels, if we need them. A Roman legion was about 6,000 men. 12 legions make 72,000 men. 185,000 multiplied by 72,000 gives us more than 13,000 millions. That is, the more than 12 legions of angels, which the Lord holds at the service of each of his children, are, at the very lowest calculation, equal in fighting power to about 14,000 millions of men, or 10 times the population of the whole earth. PP Editor's Note. Wagoner wrote this in 1896, when Earth's population was about 1.4 billion. Today, 2019, it is 7.5 billion, so the minimum fighting power of the angels, according to his calculation, is still double the population of the earth. This would assume, of course, that every man, woman, and child on the earth was a well-equipped soldier of war. With such an overwhelming force at his disposal, the child of God is safe anywhere. He needs not the protection of earthly powers, for he has power with him infinitely greater than all this combined, so that he may say, the Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, and not be afraid.